Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
I'm Gina, and my leg looks way bigger than it is.
Sweet overalls.
You guys, it's Yuck X Sunday today.
Yep.
So I got my booch and my overalls.
I finished mine. I'm sweating. Okay. I'm going to grab me a booch because it's Yuck X Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Grab me a backup.
Okay.
So it's just me right now. So if you're watching, you're welcome.
Hey, do you want one of these?
What?
We have hot dogs. Hot dog, a bun preloaded.
Preloaded hot dogs.
The dog.
Yeah, I'll take a hot dog. So yeah, this is Between the Reps with Sheena. Because Brooke is getting herself a hot dog. I talked about this on the podcast that we were not able to put out because the memory card went out. But me getting to Montana, we ended up doing the podcast in Dana and Rob's warehouse because I did not get the podcast equipment because I thought I was leaving on Saturday, not Friday. So Colby had a flight right after me, like at 7. My flight was at 6 a.m. And so he had texted me on Thursday night saying 4:30, right? And I said, yeah. And I'm thinking, oh, that's weird. Like, you know, he's just trying to establish that 2 days before. And then Brooke and Dana and Rob are sending me videos like, oh, can't wait till you get here. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, like in a couple of days. Cool. Like, but never actually said that. So 4:30 a.m. I went to bed. I was texting Brooke until like 1:30.
I kept thinking it's really late. Like I'm not there to go to the airport with her, like for us to do it together.
Right.
And she's up really late. And I knew what kind of night she had been having. So I was like, okay, it makes sense. She had like been drinking a little bit, like up a little bit late. She's getting some dick. And
sorry, Kylie. My daughter listens to this.
But I didn't think anything of it. Like, I didn't feel the need. I said, I can't wait to see you. I didn't feel the need to be like, oh, Gina, like, remember you have a flight in the morning?
In 3 hours.
So that's what I should have said. Yeah. I should have said, hey.
You're leaving in 3 hours.
Go to bed
yeah.
right now?
So anyway, I luckily had my phone on and I get a text at 4:30 in the morning and it's Colby saying I'm here and we're supposed to be leaving at 4:30. So then I wake up and I run to the door, this door right here, for those that are watching, run over there. And he's like raring to go. And I'm in underwear, basically. So I go, oh my God, is our flight today? And he says, yeah. And I go, fuck. So I'm like running out to my shed, trying to find my suitcase. I'm literally just throwing clothes in it the whole time saying, there's no fucking way I'm making this flight. I'm not making it. And Colby's sitting on the couch and he's like, you're going to be just fine, Gina. Everything's oh, hot dogs.
Yes.
So he's like, everything's going to be fine. I was like, I'm not making it. And I'm throwing shit in there. And I, And if anybody who knows me, like my sister was dying at the story, Brooke, I mean, anybody who knows me knows that if I go anywhere, I have all my laundry done. I have my house clean. Like everything is done so that I can see all my options before I pack.
And so when you come home, you're like,
yeah, yeah. And everything's clean when I come home.
It's the worst when you come home and it's like, oh my
God. Shitty. Yeah. I had like wine glasses in the sink and anyway. So I'm throwing everything in there and I have no idea what I'm wearing on the plane. So I grab whatever's at the top of my dirty laundry. So rush out the door and we're about a half hour away from the airport. And so literally before we're even to the exit up for the airline, my flight is boarding. And I'm in my Stevie Nicks shirt, which I really, really love.
It has like wine stains on it. But it had
wine stains on it.
Dude.
Wine stains on my shirt. And then like, I don't even know what, but Burks and like my dirty pants leggings with like my underwear from the night before after getting
railed.
Had not brushed my teeth, had not brushed my hair. I have makeup smeared underneath my eyes. I was a mess. So yeah, didn't get the podcast equipment because I kept saying, oh, I'll get it on Friday. Kept telling your roommate. I was like, oh, I'll get it on Friday. Yeah, no. So I get to, my layover was in Utah and our friend Daniel calls me or texts me at like 8 a.m. Mm. He's like, you know, I'm so happy I get to see you before you leave. And I was like, I'm in Utah right now.
He didn't tell me that.
Yeah. I go, I'm in Utah right now. It's like 8 a.m. And he goes, what? And I go, yeah, my flight was today. I go, I'm walking around the airport. I'm like trying to like, oh, so this is the best part. I mean, I don't know if it's the best part. When I ran to get my suitcase, I didn't grab a carry-on. It was dark out. I couldn't see anything. So I grabbed a full suitcase. So I'm realizing on the way to the airport, I'm like, Colby, I am not
going
to be able to check my bag. Yeah. There's no way. So I'm like, you're going to have to check my bag. So all my stuff is in there. So I can't even clean myself up at the airport during the layover.
Yeah. Till Colby gets to Montana and his flight arrived. Gina got to Montana at like noon. Colby didn't get in till
3.
I think it was actually 3:30.
But yeah, so I'm in the airport in Utah and I'm basically like doing a whore's bath. I have no deodorant on. I'm like washing my armpits in the sink. People are looking at me like, how does this homeless
person you're over there like this.
Yeah. How does this homeless person have enough money to fly? How'd she get in here?
You're like, can we see some ID? Look away. Look away. Oh my God. Did it smell like someone just got fucked in here?
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's your life.
Somebody had this just been fucked smell. So anyway. Oh, but when I got to my flight, so Colby like goes to park the car and I'm like running. I'm running through the airport. And it's funny because like when I gave my ID, you know, I've got like these like black circles under my eyes and I keep trying to wipe them. And the guy like looks at my ID, looks at me again, looks at my ID, looks at me again, lets me through, thank God. And then as I'm running up to the gate, luckily the gate was like right outside of the security. They're calling my name, Gina Chancharulo, blah, blah, blah. And so I made it to
the gate is closing.
Yeah. I made it to my flight 5 minutes before I flew. And it was 4th of July weekend. There all the flights were full. There was no way I would have gotten there. So Brooke, I land, I send her a voicemail and I'm like, dude, I don't have the podcast stuff. I'm a mess, blah, blah, blah. Just bring me a White Claw. So she pulls up, picks me up. We're not going to Dana and Rob's house. We're going straight to their warehouse. So now I have horrible breath, horrible face, horrible everything. And now I have to meet people that they work with.
Yeah. But
I made it.
But I got you a 24 pack.
Yeah. So I literally walked up to the warehouse with a 24 pack under my arm, looking like I just rolled out of bed. And yeah, it was an amazing weekend. Mm. And you guys already heard about that because we talked about it on the last one.
Yep.
Yeah. Amazing. So how's that hot dog?
It's really good. And I feel like just the, you know, what's the word? Can't think of it. But I think that this, like having hot dogs on the show is actually kind of funny.
Yeah. Love it. Yesterday was my son Joey's birthday. And I had all the kids over. And Brooke and Courtney were, our friend Courtney, were over at Brooke's house. And so I start getting drunk, not FaceTimes, drunk videos.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Wait, what part of this are you going to tell them?
I'm getting all these videos.
What part of this story are you going to tell?
I'm going to tell you right now. So we're getting all these drunk videos and all of a sudden I get this one video and I'm looking at it and it's just Courtney's butt. And they had already been joking that they were going to hang out all day. We went to our friend Daniel's powerlifting meet and then they were going to go hang out and they were going to be like best friends and blah, 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 blah. And they were teasing me about it. So they were sending me videos about how much fun they were having as I was cleaning my deck and everything, getting ready for the party. And I get this one video of just Courtney's butt. So I play it and it's Courtney pulling her butt cheeks apart. And it's just her butthole, her butthole and her vagina. And I did not... I was laughing so hard. I was like, oh my God. Wow. How many drinks have you guys had? Like, you guys are way
here's the right best. Now. Here's like, it's not the best part. Right now, at this point in the podcast. Said,
this is the best part.
At this point in the podcast, you guys are probably thinking like, wow, these girls are fucking weird.
Mm.
But also I feel like
there's a lot of people out there that.
Can but I also relate. Feel like if it's taken you this many episodes.
Yeah.
To land on that?
Eh, they know.
You know.
They know. But yeah, so.
Courtney asked me, she goes, you took a picture of my butthole. And I was like, okay.
You didn't take a picture, you took a video.
I know, but it's because I was like, oh, I'm going to video it and send it to Gina.
Yeah.
But I didn't, like, I was drunk enough. It was really bright outside. And I had my camera up where it's like, I could, like, see your butthole in my video. But I couldn't, like, see the whole video.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until this morning when I woke up and I was like looking on my phone and I was like, what are these videos?
Oh, it was the whole shebang.
I pressed play and I was like, oh my God. Sometimes, majority of the time, we'll take videos and we save them. Because it's like, it's not for random, it's not for everybody to see.
No.
It's like, it's for you and your closest, bestest friends right. to see a reminder of like how much weird fun you have. Or maybe you do something really embarrassing.
Or like if you're trying to make your other friend feel really bad for like not hanging out with you.
Yep.
Like that. So I did
But I deleted it immediately. Yeah. I was like, that's too much.
That's too much.
That's way too much for me to have on my phone right now.
So anyway, Brooke and Courtney end up coming over while I'm having the party. Well, Brooke first videos me and says, I'm really drunk, but like I think I only had four drinks. But I just didn't eat anything. And I said, well, I think by looking at you that you probably had five or six. And she was like, no, just four. So then Courtney comes over. I'm at the barbecuing everything up. And she's like, hey, she's like, yeah, I'm really drunk. But, you know, we only had four drinks. We went through 2 6 packs. I was like, Courtney, you're a smart girl. You're an engineer. That's six each. You each had six. And then I told her, and I go, you know what? Hey, by the way, nice pussy. And she goes, oh, you could see my pussy? And I go, well, yeah, it's right next to the butthole. She goes, yeah, I completely forgot how close it was. I completely forgot how close my pussy was to my butthole.
Honestly, it's an honest mistake. You forget, like, if unless you're a lesbian.
No, everything.
I guess I'd say lesbian. Unless you're someone who, like, wants to go, you know, a doctor, someone who works in that area.
How close it
if
is.
If you're not like this,
I mean, if you think about
looking
it,
at all the time, you forget like, that it's like, oh, it's if like I inch. Bend over, you 100% see
it. Yeah, it's probably like an inch apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I saw it all.
Dude.
Good for you, Court.
What else did you say to her? You sent a voice note and you were like, hey, I also think you should.
I don't know how if you realize how burnt your butt is, but you might need some aloe vera.
And it was we were watching the video. Every time she like reached back and grabbed her butt cheeks and then pulled her butt cheeks apart, but then she would like let go of her butt cheeks were so red, but then there was all those white handprints.
You can really see how big my hands are right now.
Her own hands. Hey, it's only fitting that this is what we're telling them because it is Yuck Yuck Sunday.
I mean, yes. Yes.
I mean, you'll get this not on Sunday, but
they're like, we know.
By this point, Brooke, you keep letting us know when we're going to hear it, but we know exactly when it's coming.
Okay, so we have a listener that wrote in. Her name is Erica Huron. She says, hello, ladies. First of all, I've never written into a podcast before. Well, thank you so much for picking us. Seriously, how you would say that? Oh, well, first timer here. I just have to say that I absolutely love listening to you every week.
Every week.
Every week, you are both a mirror image of my best friend and I, and the podcast just feels like home. I've also been a huge fan of Dana and Rob Flagner Field for so many years, and getting to witness this collision of my favorite people on social media hanging out together was just magical. Also, small freaking world, man. It is.
It is a small freaking world. Yeah.
Anyway, excuse my rambling. I heard on one of the latest episodes that you guys have been trying to find some new seltzers that are not quite as disappointing, although White Claw is not too shabby. I figured I would shoot over a recommendation that you guys might like. Alcoholic to alcoholic, JK. Oh. Not really.
Hey.
Yeah, no, nobody's an alcoholic. No. I've turned a lot of people into Crooks and Marker fans. Have you had that?
Hmm. I feel like I've definitely seen it. Let me Google it. You keep reading.
Yeah. No, I think she sends a picture of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Crooks and Marker. Crooks like Crook Shampoo. Oh, that's Crooks.
Yeah.
It's like Crooks, like Crooks champagne. That's Cook's champagne.
Dumbass.
Nasty.
Oh my God. It's an odd name, but man, their flavors are bold and so delicious, at least to most of the people I've recommended them to. You can find Crooks and Marker at Target, a pack of four for $7.99. Well, that's very affordable. They also have larger packs, a little on the pricier side, but worth it. Also, $8 isn't a bad gamble in case my recommendation sucks. LOL. And you think it's disappointing? Don't hate me. Of course not.
Never.
The packaging is below for reference. I haven't heard anyone disagree yet. As I'm burping, I just wanted to share with you in hopes that you can continue your adventures in a more delicious manner and fuel even more hilarious and yet relatable stories.
Dude, like when your friend films your butthole and sends it to your other friend.
Just like that. Okay.
I haven't seen that.
No.
But we
I assume you guys probably get tons of emails, but if you do happen to read this, thank you for all the laughter, entertainment, and deep conversation you provide me with on my drives to work. Also, if you do end up trying these, I'd love to know your thoughts. Thanks. Thank you again, Alcoholics Anonymous.
Nice. Hi, my name's Brooke.
Okay. Well, thank you, Erica. We are going to try it, and we will tell you exactly what we think about it.
Oh, my God.
What?
Did you already read these?
What?
Okay, this is from Jess Natal.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke, Gina was listening to episode 121 and Brooke was talking about the weirdos who go to the restroom naked. Oh. She said, it's me. I'm the weirdo. It's comfortable. Damn it. Laugh out loud. But unless it's a 911 in public, then I just have no choice.
Wait, what?
I'm the weirdo. It's comfortable. Damn it. But unless it's a 911 in public, then I just have no choice. Like to stay close.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Thanks for sharing so much of y'all's life. P.S. Brooke, it's impossible for you to look bad.
That's not true at all.
That is not true.
I have an arsenal of really unflattering photos of Brooke.
That majority of the time I've sent to her myself. Or we'll do FaceTime. Mm-hmm. And
will get really ugly.
Uh-huh.
Like we'll get into like positions that are bad and find the most awful angle ever. And I really like to fill the whole screen with just my face mm-hmm. and then do weird shit with my face. And Gina takes screenshots.
Mm-hmm.
She did it. She showed me one this morning.
She showed me one here.
And I was like, where's that? She goes,
that was last night.
I was like, that's last night? She goes, that was last night. I was like, no. Where was I?
I looked way better last night.
Oh my God, I don't even remember FaceTiming you.
I looked way better last night.
No.
Brooke is beautiful. You're right. And for the most part, she looks amazing most of the time.
For the most part.
But can definitely not look great.
Yeah, I know. I can't.
Which is only fair to the rest of us. Right. Think about it.
You read this? Maggie Meyer?
I don't know.
Brooke, discovered you this year during my fitness journey. I was a dancer like you, and now I've fallen in love with weight training and rowing. I'm healing from a hip flexor groin adductor tendon injury. Probably from overworking, too much compression on my catch on the row, and maybe from sumo squats looking like a second position deep plie. I understand. Curious if you struggled at any point with dancer form, muscle memory, flat back, pelvis tilt, tight hip flexors. I'm trying to relearn how to stand straight with a supported neutral spine instead of the dancer tucked pelvis flat back. And priming the heck out of my hips that want to hold for dear life all the time. Any advice? Do you struggle with this in the beginning of your journey too? You're so inspiring, and you and Gina make a fun duo. Thanks for the podcast. God bless. I think what definitely helped me a lot was I did ballet, point, jazz, tap, hip hop, musical theater, all the shit. But when I went to the university, I was a modern dance major. So in modern, we didn't focus so much on like a flat back hip tuck. Like we took kinesiology. We really worked on having a neutral spine and not a tucked pelvis. So everything was a lot more about where I danced and grew up and where I was taking classes was trying not to over tuck the pelvis and also not
like your butt
arching it. Yeah.
Oh.
So I never, honestly, for years, I never had any issues in CrossFit. I never had weird stuff with my knees. I never had really weird stuff with my hips. Like some stuff would happen because my hip flexors would get tight. And that would even happen when I was just dancing. My hips would get tight. But for the most part, I always attributed me staying so healthy in CrossFit and with the volume and the training to the years of dancing. Because in dance, we were working in like a multilateral, like multi-plane. We were, you know, forward, back, side to side. We were doing a rotational. We were, you know, training in a rotational plane. And in CrossFit, it's not. It's just, I mean, a lot of sports, it's just forward, really. Rarely backwards, only you know, like it's really just forward and like maybe like we plant and we pivot and that's it. Like
rarely backwards.
Rarely do we go backwards. Yeah. It wasn't until like years into doing CrossFit that I really started to like have more tension, like tightness in my ankles and like start losing flexibility in my hips for like the splits and my feet. So my bevel is almost non-existent.
What's your bevel?
A bevel?
Yeah.
So a bevel is when you
point. I'm asking for someone else.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. When you point your toe, like this.
Mm-hmm.
This is my foot. Your bevel, if this is my right foot, it's this.
Oh, so for those who are listening.
So if like you're a dancer.
Your foot is pointed.
So if I'm pointing.
But it's to the side.
It's.
Why is my hand as big as your foot?
It's this. So if my foot comes in. It's a sickle. It's ugly.
Okay.
It's terrible.
Okay.
So if you point your toe and you want a nice long, you want like your toes nice and long. You don't want them like crunched up because you're in point shoes, ideally. It's pointed, toes long. But if you have a nice bevel, like if you're doing it's contemporary, it's kind of down and out to the side. So it elongates more. So if I'm in like an arabesque and my back leg is behind me like this.
Oh, so it's like this.
You don't want your foot to go down. You can go straight out, but you really want it to come out and up.
Oh, okay.
So you kind of keep that line.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I used to spend so much time.
So it's like training an ankle breaker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stretching and working on our ankles and our feet flexibility. And obviously in dance, you're working those muscles so much. So
even in CrossFit, I never really had ankle problems or feet problems. It wasn't until I started running a lot. I started running a lot and I got plantar fasciitis in one foot. Yeah,
it took a few years. Where are those toe spreaders?
Oh yeah, I just started wearing toe spacers.
Spacers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, trying to keep my feet healthy. Because, you know, yeah, guess what, guys?
Foot health.
Hey, guess what? Bunions.
Hey, bunions are real. Hey,
guess what? Bunions.
Bunions. And I've thought about doing bunion surgery. It's like the longest, most like a terrible recovery ever.
Yeah. No, I think it's like a year.
So I haven't since when I went to college, I wasn't in point shoes anymore. So I grew up just in point shoes, in dance shoes, on my feet. And it's dancer feet. That's just what it is.
It's not dancer feet.
For real. But when I went to the university and I was a modern dance major, I was dancing way more just barefoot. So I wasn't doing point at all. I mean, we did ballet and I would take my point shoes, but we wouldn't wear them every class when I was in college. I feel like my feet started to feel a lot better. Mm-hmm. I mean, things didn't bother me as much, but also I would love to have like just the most beautiful feet ever. Just like cute feet. Like my sister has the cutest feet, Lacey.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man, I have ugly feet.
Me too.
So ugly.
And I hate it. It's an insecurity.
My pinky toe just grows straight up.
I have no pinky toe. You can cut it off. And it's like, it looks like I probably had a sixth toe, but it maybe popped off before I was born. Yeah.
You'll never be a foot model, Gina. Look at this.
Oh, yours?
Oh, so I was born with hammer toes.
Yeah.
All right, I'm like putting it in quotes. Hammer toes.
Hammer toes run in my family. My dad's feet are so bad.
My second toe, for all you weird foot fetish people.
Dude, you don't have a hammer toe.
Well, no. I thought hammer toes was like when your second toe is above.
No. Hammer toe is like this. Hammer toe.
Oh.
I have one.
Okay.
My dad has a hammer toes. And what's my brother, then? I don't know.
Look at
you're just crowded toes.
Look at
your toes are crowded.
No, look, it's like it's missing a knuckle. People watching this are like, what the fuck is that?
One worse than the other. You spread your toes more. Like,
well, yeah, I can spread them. So my second toe, most people have their second toe that's like longer than their first than their big toe.
My right
mine
one
are
is
shorter. It's almost like look in this video right now. It's almost like I only have four toes.
God put your second toe in the wrong place.
It's on the top. It's on the top.
Yeah. It's weird. It's a weird part.
This one's not as bad. You can kind of see it.
Just your feet are crowded.
Yeah. I just feel like this one we could just cut it off.
Dude, my pinky toes.
For stability or anything.
I have like the tiniest pinky toenail. Your big pinky toenail?
Yeah. That's mine.
I have none.
Yeah, no,
and someone told me, I can't remember who, they said because of evolution, like eventually we won't even have pinky toes.
Oh, so like.
And I was like maybe is that.
You're ahead of the game.
No, I was like, am I like.
Ahead of the game?
I'm not ahead of the game. It's like, I'm like, in between? Like not quite evolved, but more evolved than everyone else.
Yeah, but I'm on my way.
So my kids, if I ever chose to like procreate, like they just don't have pinky toes. Yeah.
Just four toes.
Yeah. I hate my feet.
We both do.
It's the first time I've ever said that. I mean, out loud to people aside from Gina. Mm. Yeah. It is what it is though. This is me.
This is me. This is my life.
Every time anyone's like, oh, they said like you can't look bad. If you tried. I'm like, dude, I could so surprise you. And I would almost prefer like for me to just offer up the shittiness of myself. Like offer it up. Like, here, let me show you.
Let me
versus be like, hey, I don't want you to notice it. Like, I want you to notice it because I showed it.
Because I told you.
Yeah.
It's like when you have a zit on your face and you're like, yeah, I know I have a zit on my face. Yeah, I know. We've all done it, people. Mm. You know what I think is bullshit? And I think I've said it before.
What?
On the podcast? What I think is bullshit is being my age to where you get wrinkles and zits. It's unfair.
Yeah.
Life is unfair. You should not have so many issues. Like, I have wrinkles, and all of a sudden the other day I woke up and I was like, am I getting my period back?
Oh no.
What's going
on? Oh no. You've actually heard that before.
Oh no.
What? Didn't the doctor one time, like, you went in and he thought you were like, you're like, I've already gone through menopause, but you started spotting. You're like, what?
What is this?
Like, I could get my period.
Oh yeah,
after.
No, that did happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tell that story, because that was bizarre.
So I went through menopause early, and so I was done by the time I was 46, and I had not had a period in a year. And so I went into my doctor, and they were like, "Oh yeah, no, you're." I said, "Am I perimenopausal?" And they were like, "Or no, peri is pre." Sorry, I'm dumb. And or post, and then he goes, "No, you're done." And I said, "Wait, what? How'd that happen? Like, I went through menopause and didn't even realize it."
I mean, you had hot flashes.
I had hot flashes, but I didn't have like any other major issues. So he was like, "Yeah, no, you're done." And so I was like, "Oh, okay." And luckily, at that time, I was single, so I was having sex but with a condom because, you know, chlamydia, and
you know, because of things out there, like, you know, chlamydia, like
herpes. And so, you know, had protective sex, but then
I was going to say something else, but it made no sense.
Oh, what were you going to say?
It's just like another like thing that came to mind, and it's what? Not like a, it's not like a transmitted disease.
What is it? What were you going to say?
Gangrene. Makes no sense, but it sounded
funny. I used a condom because, you know, gangrene. Gangrene.
It just sounded funny in my head.
Like, my pussy's just gonna like fall off. Yeah. Hey, what happened to your pussy? Oh, gangrene.
I got gangrene.
I got gangrene. Just like rotting hoo-ha.
Funny though, right?
No, yeah, very funny. Like, yeah, no, it was very funny. So anyway, I later started bleeding, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 months later. Not like bleeding, but like had spotting.
Like spotting enough. Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what? And so I went to the doctor, and they were like, oh, I mean, like, maybe you weren't done. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Who told you? I've been having sex.
Like, thank God. I've been using a condom, because who wants to have
gangrene?
Who wants to have a baby at like 46, 47 years old?
Some people do.
I know. I'm sorry.
Some people do.
If you do, that's great. And if you have.
She doesn't, because she's had four kids.
I've had four kids. Yes. Yes. Like, for me, it would have been a nightmare.
Especially if it was a surprise.
Oh my God.
Surprise.
And like with some random dude. Hey, I know I told you that I've gone through menopause and I couldn't have babies.
But turns out. What is wrong?
Hey, guess what? Child support.
Hey, guess what?
Child support.
Hey, guess what? You have health insurance? I have to get health insurance. Oh, I have no health insurance. Surprise. Oh, surprise. Get an email. Oh, hey, who you had health insurance with, the company you were doing it with, all of a sudden, surprise, you don't have health insurance.
Hey, guess what? We dropped you.
I was like, who does that?
Assholes.
Just like, come on now. Like, no prep. I had no notice and nothing. I received an email and was like, basically without, you know, in a nutshell, you are out of health insurance. And if, you know, probably you should get another one. And I was like, oh, fuck, what do I do? And I kept thinking, like, well, maybe.
You pay a lot of money to get health insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. So I'm not going to name names. They were changing their policy, or who they were doing their policy through, mm-hmm. because they have so many more employees now.
Okay.
And I was already extremely grateful that I even had health insurance through them, because they did it as a favor. I've been working with them for a very long time. Did it as a favor when I was going through a divorce, because I didn't have health insurance. And I was like, you know, my world was,
yeah, well, I mean,
in flames,
breakup, understand.
And I'm like trying to figure out so much shit. And on top of it, it's like, oh, you need health insurance, because if you don't, we're just going to fucking tax the shit out of you extra.
Yeah.
For not having it. Oh, now we're going to make you pay us money.
Because you because don't, because you didn't pay the money
to
get your insurance.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Stupid. Yep.
But now I need health insurance. I'm like, I don't really know where to go. Like, do I get something? Adam and Corey, so they have Anthem Blue Cross.
Okay.
They liked it a lot.
I have Blue Cross.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I just need to get something that I can also have, like when I'm in Utah, because when I was on Kaiser, which I hated, was not a huge fan of, but that's what I had. Beggars can't be choosers. If I was in Utah, I couldn't go to a pharmacy. I kept getting emails for me to go get my ovary checked, mm-hmm. the cyst. Mm-hmm. Needed to do an ultrasound. I still haven't done.
Well, don't do it.
But I couldn't. Insurance. Yeah, but I couldn't do it because I was in Utah and you had to be in California in a Kaiser facility with a Kaiser doctor. You have to go to the Kaiser pharmacy. Pain.
Yeah.
It's a pain. Like you can't, if you're out of the country or not out of the country, like out of town and something happens and your doctor can't even send you a prescription.
Yeah. Then they're like, it's $7,000.
You're like, okay, I'll die instead.
So, okay. Oh, so this is something I was told for people listening is that, so my daughter Ruby had her wrist done.
Yes.
And so I got all these medical bills. And so I'm like going through all of them. And I think they added up after insurance were like close to like $7,000. So we paid that. And then I get this, this other notice that I owe another like $1,200, but I'm looking and it's for the anesthesiologist or anesthesia, but I'm looking at the other bills and all it says is, anesthesia, $5,000,
yeah.
You know? And so I text them, why does it look like my boobs coming out? Sorry.
Well, you're wearing that top that also is kind of skin color.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I got distracted by my own boob. So then I'm looking and I go, wait, I already paid for anesthesia. So I call them and they say, oh no, this is what she tells me. She goes, well, no, that was for part of the anesthesia. Now this is for the other part of the anesthesia. And I go, well, why would you bill me after for that anesthesia? So I was talking to someone and they said, always ask your provider, or not your provider, but like insurance? The hospital. No, call them directly and ask for an itemized breakdown. Because once you ask for an itemized
before or after,
once you get your bill,
yeah,
you can ask for an itemized breakdown. So I called back and asked for an itemized breakdown. And she was like, what? Oh, you want it itemized? And I said, yes, please. I'd like it itemized. And so now they're sending me an itemized breakdown because supposedly they will inflate costs.
Yeah. 100%.
And you'll get dubber. Sorry.
Double?
It's my other boot. That's the boot shocking. You'll get charged. We call it inflating, but I call it stealing.
Yeah.
And lying.
Yeah.
So now I'm waiting for the itemized one so that I can go over it and make sure that they're telling the truth.
Yep.
Cause it's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. So yeah. So know that you can also ask for an itemized bill with every breakdown. It's not just like some blanket thing like, oh, this is for anesthesia. This is for the surgery. It's like, well, what did you actually do? And why am I being charged all this fucking money? Sorry. Just went on a tangent. It's really annoying to me.
It is annoying. It's annoying when you're not made of fucking money.
So I'm not made
of money. It's like, oh, okay.
I have giant hands.
Hey guys, question for any of you listening that might have information on this. And because it could be a touchy subject for some people, maybe we'll talk about your emails if you email in to answer my question, and maybe not, but I'm genuinely wondering this because Dana told me this and I'm wondering about it.
What?
I have not yet got vaccinated. I've not yet done that. Okay. Not for it, not against it. I just haven't done it yet. Like I'm in this situation where I haven't done it yet.
It's hard to know, like filter through all the information.
Yes.
Yes.
But where I'm at, the question I have is this. If you're someone who has not been vaccinated, but your partner, your sexual partner has been vaccinated, any vaccine, okay? Are we talking about the COVID one? Well,
shedding.
But your partner has been vaccinated and they're maybe not wearing condoms all the time. Like Dana kept looking at me. She was drunk. She was like, you're vaccinated now. And I was like, wait, what? No. She's like, yep. you are vaccinated now. And I was like, no. And she goes, yes. Shedding. And honestly, calling it shedding is fucking gross.
It is gross. It reminds me of like a weird skin. Sci-fi movie.
No, it reminds me of like.
No, it reminds me of like a sci-fi movie. For sure. Like you're like
shedding.
What? Yeah. Like you're shedding your skin.
Yeah. And your skin is sliding into people's mouths.
Flakes
are going in people's noses. And yeah, but if you are a believer in whatever this information is about shedding, I'd be interested in you sending us an email.
And again,
not that we would really necessarily want to talk about on the podcast. Cause it's, you know, we don't stay away from controversial shit. We just don't like to create a fight when no solution can really be made.
Yeah.
Like it's like pointless. It's like, we don't want to argue with people or have these like heated, emotional, weird conversations where none of us really have all the information anyways yet.
Nobody has
like, there's no point to do it. Like some people, they feel like they need to do it. We don't. That's not us. It doesn't mean that we're not going to say how we feel or give you an opinion if it's asked for. But what we're not going to do is just voice our opinion over something that we know for a fact is going to cause some sort of controversy with people that we are talking to. And when you have to question like, but why would I do it? Like if nothing changes, like if I give you my opinion on something and regardless of if I give it to you or I don't, nothing changes. The only outcome is that I upset some people.
Yeah.
Or like I don't upset some people. But like the issue at hand actually doesn't get better or worse just by me sharing my opinion. I would rather not share my opinion. Like I'm going to stand up for stuff or my opinion or my thoughts.
Way that's going to create.
Yeah.
Just a forum for everyone to talk about how much more they know about something or their opinion or whatever.
And you know what? I think we've had some people, I guess, you look at, if you have a podcast, you have a type of group of people that they expect you to,
they want you to fit into all.
And they want you to respond. It's like, if something's going on, it's like, well, they're mad at you. Like damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yes.
If they're mad if you say something and then it's not what they want to hear, or they're mad if you don't say anything, because now you're not helping. You're just staying quiet. And it's like, this podcast is not for that.
No,
it's not like our opinions, like me and Gina,
they don't matter.
We're not changing the world.
No, we don't matter.
You know how we change the lives of the people that watch this or listen to it is, I genuinely think this, it's like, we're pretty vulnerable.
Hopefully and open. Some joy.
Hopefully,
and like,
yeah.
And then also
and help people feel comfortable to just be themselves,
or exactly
make mistakes and laugh at yourself. And
exactly.
That's what we do.
Exactly. I think the danger, sorry, this got like really serious fast, but I think that the danger in what's going on right now is the separation of, by making a choice for yourself, you are on a side. And I really don't like that about what's happening right now. It's kind of like, if you decide to do this, then you must think this, this, and this, and this, and this, and you are put into this box. But if you think this, you're this, this, and this, and then you're put into that box. And this box hates that box, and that box hates this box.
We are really,
and it's really, it
really
not
feels like we're just segregating ourselves.
I just don't know that I believe anything.
That's how I feel.
I don't believe in anything.
Yeah.
It's gotten to the point where I question, that's already my personality.
But you're supposed to too.
But
this is the first time in my lifetime that people are being criticized for questioning that.
And I think that that's what's hard is that, you know, my sister made a comment, and my sister is vaccinated, and she made a comment about the treatment of people being a vaccinated person.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking about the treatment of people that weren't. And she said, you know, I just think it's awful. It almost feels like the Scarlet Letter. Like, if you choose differently than me, then you need to wear a badge of like shame.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if shame's the right word.
No, it
you
is
need to wear
shame.
A badge. It's to show everyone else that you chose not to do this, which means that you're, you know, don't care about people and this, and then your political views are this and this and this and this. And it's really scary to me. It's scary that that is happening in our free country.
All right. All right, guys. This is riveting. We understand. And I really, truly, I hope you guys know, like, from the bottom of my fucking heart, I'm sorry for when we do have these podcasts that are, they're just so far from perfect, they're, and ideal.
I mean,
like, all so far from ideal.
They're so sporadic. But you know what? We appreciate you guys so much and love you and love that you are sitting in this room with us. It's almost seriously, like all of you guys are in this room. It's a very small room, so you wouldn't all fit, but would love to envision that you're all sitting here, maybe on each other's laps or something.
Hey, you guys want to sit on my lap?
I wish there was an orgy going on.
You guys, I wish you were all here sitting on my lap.
Actually not into orgies at all. Sounds very dangerous.
It is.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of STDs.
So. Yeah, gangrene.
A lot of gangrene. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.